Batya, I'm sure you would do this job for a mere $40 million, right?
Of course. You know, I think this is such an interesting story because, first of all, did he not think that the $50 million was going to, like, that the first thing the Daily Wire was going to do was sort of leak that? I mean, like, where did he think this was going? I also had this feeling watching the Candace Owens rant. Like, I had the same feeling I had when Elon Musk put out his proposal for how to end the war in Ukraine, which I thought was a really good proposal, and everybody started attacking him and trashing him, and I was just thinking, don't make me defend this guy. Don't make me be on his side. And I felt that way watching this, you know, Candace Owens video. She was absolutely right. And it was interesting to see her coming out and, you know, swinging on in support of the Daily Wire. Yes, she works there, but they had a whole kerfuffle over Kanye West. If you recall, she kept defending Kanye and defending him and defending him, even as his sort of commentary became more and more anti-Semitic until he ended up defending Nazis. And she, you know, she kept saying, look, I'm not going to denounce my friend, which, you know, fair point. But it made the Daily Wire look very bad because, you know, Ben Shapiro was getting a lot of flack for that. So, you know, it seems that, you know, at that, you know, whatever happened there, you know, I'm sure they were happy to see her coming out, you know, in full defense of the platform.